This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Doodle doo doo doo. Oh, yeah. Doo doo doo. Doo 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 doo.
Let me read a text real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
Did you say the stuff first?
Oh, well, I'm going to do the Disneyland tickets. Do you want to just get it? Just do the text.
I was talking about something that happened at my house yesterday.
Yes.
Right before I did a school pickup, I was told, don't bring it up. 408 is texted in, Vinny, of course it's your business when your daughter has a major life experience. Let's not perpetuate sex stereotypes. Please talk to your daughter so they won't think the issues like this one are taboo and need to be hidden. I love you, 408, and I do this show for you. But you need to understand, I was told very specifically, don't bring it up.
And you did.
Do not bring it up.
So he didn't until he got on the air the next
right,
day.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, though, that it's one of those things I was told.
Remarkable reserve.
Don't mention it. Wait till she brings it up. Yep. And she did not. So there it is.
Maybe she was past it. You know, she was just like, no big deal.
Actually,
Mom brought me some clothes.
I go, I've had a rough day. And she goes, I have too. And I went, she's going to say it. It's going to. And she goes, in art class, I got thrown into the hallway because I did some thing on my paper, but it wasn't even just me. It was also my friend. And I was like, oh,
that was the standout, huh? Well,
that's what she told me about. Okay.
What did she do on her paper?
I don't know. I don't know, but I definitely went, that's not what I expected to happen.
Well, that's not, she's too young to be drawing those things. I mean, that is wrong.
Everyone anyway,
knows. God, that's, she's
thanks, 408, but honestly, I was told not to, and I didn't, and right. There it is.
Yeah, and every person is different. So, you know, yes to breaking down sexual stereotypes.
But please, if
but
you
no
listen to this
to
show,
embarrassing someone,
you have to
you
know
think you need to break those walls down.
That I'd be happy to talk to her anytime. Ever about
I mean,
anything.
Happy.
No, I would. I love that kid.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm down.
Oh, I'm getting the Disney music.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, you listen.
A little late.
It's not that late. It's fine. Tickets to Disneyland. We want to give them to you. Here's how to win them. A 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Just text the word Sally. S-A-L-L-Y. You know, like from The Nightmare Before Christmas, right? Is that
oh,
where
yeah.
Sally's from?
Uh-huh.
Sally. Text the word Sally to our contest line, which is 20357. 20357. That's the entirety of it. It's only 5 numbers. You text Sally to 20357 and you'll be qualified for the tickets and for the grand prize vacation. A 4-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. Text Sally to 20357. You're entered to win. This hour's code word is Sally.
707 says, I've done my makeup in the car every day since middle school while listening to your morning show. I'm now 38.
Well, we clearly have given you steady hands.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've never stabbed yourself in the eye, that is great news. All right. Was there anything else going on in the text machine?
Nothing. I mean, there's stuff, but
yes.
Trash me.
All right. I'm looking at the bill. We're not going to go through all of these, but the Billboard Hot 100 is pretty interesting this week. So this would be the week that ends, I think, yesterday or something. I'm not positive how they work this whole thing. Let's see. Oh, this is week of March 1st. So maybe this is for this week. Okay. So at number one is, I'm going to start at number one. Not counting down, counting up. Luther. Last week it was number two. This is Kendrick Lamar and SZA. And this is one of the songs they did at the Super Bowl, right? That is continuing to be a huge success for him. At number two, not like us, Kendrick Lamar is down one. So there's that was number one last week. Number three is Die With a Smile, continuing to be a smash hit. That was number four last week, is up to number three. That's Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars. TV Off, this is another Kendrick Lamar featuring Lefty Gunplay. Okay. Squabble Up, that's another Kendrick Lamar. And then we get into the Drake section of the charts. Give Me a Hug. Drake debuts in sixth place. It's so funny. I was walking through the halls here and I'm like singing that and Maddie comes around the corner and he goes, I know, I can't stop it either. Just walking
It's another
around.
One of those. And Bruno Mars, two songs in the top 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That guy, everything he touches turns to gold.
He's a hit machine.
He is. It's Rosie Bruno Mars.
Who's the guy he was in that Silk?
Sonic.
Sonic.
Anderson .Paak?
Anderson .Paak said, Bruno Mars is the cheat code for music hits. Mm. And I was like,
yep.
Man, must be nice to get in a studio with someone who makes you feel like everybody, I got this. Yeah. No problem.
Your idea? Bad. Here's my idea. Okay. All right. So then we listen. That's the number seven. And Birds of a Feather, Billie Eilish remains in the top 10. It's fallen to eighth place. A bar song, Tipsy, Shaboozy, is number nine. And another new Drake song called Nokia is debuting in 10th place. And I'm sure he's... Oh, look, at number 11 is Chapel Roan, Pink Pony Club. And at number 12, a song that's been on the charts for the last... It'll be 80 weeks next week. 79 weeks. Teddy Swims, Lose Control. That song...
Won't go away.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Was holding steady at number 12. It's been a number one song. Oh, and there's the Benson Boone. That's 56 weeks. That's a year on the charts. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. Anyway, just a quick look at the charts. Kendrick Lamar is, scientifically incapable of losing. He became the first rapper to have three top 10 albums at the same time. So that's a pretty specific thing because other people have had more than one album in the top 10 or more than three albums, but specifically the first rapper to have three top 10 albums at the same time. This is on the heels of the Super Bowl halftime show. Kendrick Lamar's latest album, GNX, returned to number one on the Billboard 200 after previously dropping to number four. Meanwhile, 2017's Damn climbed from 29 to 9, and 2012's Good Kid, Mad City jumped from 27 to number 10. So he had three albums in the top 10. Before Lamar, the last act to have three top 10 albums at once was, say it with me, Taylor Swift. She actually had five top 10s in 2023. She had five albums in the top 10. Prior to that, Prince did it twice in the month after his death back in 2016. It's not like you guys didn't know.
Well, you didn't clear a sing-along in advance with us. I mean, I didn't know that was what you were going to say.
Well, who else is that successful?
I don't know.
It's just her. Prince has done it twice, and Kendrick Lamar is the first living male artist to do it since Herb Alpert in 1966. Mm. Okay. And that's not all he did last week. He also became the first rapper with 100 million monthly listeners on Spotify. Only eight other artists have reached that number before him. And speaking of the Super Bowl bump, Kendrick's special guest in New Orleans SZA saw her album SOS jump to number 2 on the Billboard 200. These are the album charts, not the singles we just did. SOS is now number 2, or was. And this is the first time two performers from the Super Bowl halftime show have been number 1 and number 2 the week after the game. So this was a big week for Kendrick Lamar and company. Okay, minigame, just a little one.
All right.
Who said, I was sober all through the 80s, which was a mistake? Was it Steven Tyler, Grace Slick, Alice Cooper, Elton John, Stevie Nicks, or Keith Richards?
I'm sorry to report, but I have to self-report. I read this article.
Oh, so you did? Oh, answer. All right. Do you want to make a guess?
It's go on.
I'm going to say Keith Richards, maybe.
No.
He got sober during the 80s? No.
He might have been, but you know, he doesn't regret it. Nope. You want to keep going?
I don't know.
So you said Keith Richards, Stevie Nicks, Steven Tyler, Grace Slick, Alice Cooper, or Elton John?
Steven Tyler.
No, keep going.
Oh, my God. Grace Slick.
Yes, you finally got it. It's Grace Slick from Jefferson Airplane / Jefferson Starship / Starship. We built this city.
What did we build it on?
Rock and roll, obviously.
The article's funny. Did you read the whole article or do you just have the blurb?
I have a little clip from her.
I read the whole article and she's talking about how much she hated that song. And she says, she's like...
Because it was written... Those were like purchased for the band and gave them a comeback.
It was written by Elton John's co-writer.
Bernie Taupin.
It was written by that guy. Mm. And she was like, London didn't build the city on, and LA is on oranges and movie business. And this is, okay, a little literal, Grace, but whatever.
Right.
It's not a great song. I don't like it either.
It was a gigantic hit,
though.
But
they had a huge hit with it.
That whole record, too. That's the one that has that Sarah, Storms Are Brewing in Your Eyes.
Oh, I don't know that song.
And it also has, there's one other like hit song on that record. I don't know, but that was a big MTV. That was like, what was that, mid-80s?
Yeah.
So they would just buy a bunch of songs for an artist. And
she said that she, in the article, she talked about how, you know, there's a few things she said that were pretty juicy nuggets. She said, rock stars aren't good at anything. We're like children. Wait, do you have that
no, there?
So she's
go,
like, yeah. We're like children. All we know how to do is sing, get wasted, do it.
Oh. Mm.
And, like, she just really doesn't give much credibility to the rock stars of the world in that there's some stunted growth there.
She's talking about how she'd gotten sober and decided to green light this project that they did whenever this was in the mid 80s sometime. She said she did it for the band for all the time she'd spent as a quote, wild, crazy ass drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just felt like, okay, I'll do it for you guys and we'll tour.
In the article also, she was like, I was going to the White House as a friend of someone else and I was going to, I had a little dropper and was going to put LSD in Nixon's drink.
Oh, my God.
And so she had another name used, maybe her real name. I'm not sure if Grace is her real name
God.
Or not, but she was going by another name and someone fingered her as not that. Like, you know, oh, that's Grace Slick. And they did not let her in.
Oh.
But she was planning to... dose our president.
Yeah, please don't plan to do those things.
Don't LSD people.
Don't do that to people.
Ever.
Right.
Not anybody.
No, ever. Do not put things into anybody else's drinks. Do not trick people into the fun thing that you do. Don't do it. Consent.
LSD
if you'd asked him, maybe you'd be like, yeah, I would love to have that in my coffee. Let's do it.
Is a 12-hour, especially if you're not someone who willingly went into that, it's a 12-hour nightmare.
Right, right.
What's happening to me? My brain is broken.
She's been gone. So we're talking about Grace Slick, formerly of Jeff, and a local, you know,
yeah.
I mean, they happened here. So she's been gone for decades from the music scene, but she is 85 years old now and she's got a punk band with her son-in-law. And the songs have titles like Hernias and Hot Flashes and Yanking Boogers and Blowing Gas. Everybody's Got a Nose and Ass. Hilarious. And if you're a Jim Morrison fan, Grace has done him. And says he was a well-built boy and his, you know, was larger than average.
She actually has a little something in common with you in the story. She says, I have They called me friendly in the band, which was a nice way of saying that I was happy to be with each person, each member of the band. Mm. The only one I wasn't with was Mickey, who I think was the other lead singer.
Yes, yep.
And she said, and had he asked, I would have obliged, but he never did. So but had been with all the other members of the band and even had a kid with one of them, I think.
Oh.
So she was just
I wonder if that kid is the one that's married. She said it's a, I think she said it's her son-in-law.
No, she has a daughter.
Oh, okay. So there you go. So this would be the guy who married her daughter?
Okay.
But they don't say. I don't have the lineage on the daughter.
I just happened to read the article yesterday and thought, wow, what a life.
All right, I'm out of time. What you got coming up,
You know what's even weirder about that? You just said it. She's 85. Mm. All the crazy stuff that we do in our youth and listening to her and her talk about her 70s.
And yet here she is.
There she still is at 85 going, what?
What? I'm still here. What? No problem.
Boy.
What's crazy to me is like, okay, so if she's 85 now, that means in the 80s when that comeback record came out, she was only 45, like way younger than I am now. And I was like, that lady's too old to be doing this anymore. You know, there I am, stupid 20-year-old. Like, oh my God, 45, she's ancient. It'll happen to you too, children.
How about a dislike button?
Oh, okay.
And more after these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I want to say really quickly, a couple weeks ago, I got those Ray-Bans, the Meta things, and I don't think we posted anything off of them, but we did just put something. It's terrible. I've totally screwed it up.
Your first attempt.
It was my first attempt, but it was.
But it's up there.
It was some funny stuff because Vinny's hilarious, and I wanted to put that up. So.
That is not true.
No, you're great in it. And then I see like the girls who sit outside, and you can see the view and stuff, but mostly you just see the edge of my glasses because I had to put my actual glasses on over the glasses. It was.
Oh, it's not a good video, but it is. It is.
No, it is not.
We're not going to win any video awards for this one, but it's 100%. It's cute.
Check it out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by tickets to the Disneyland Resort. All this week, listen for the code words at 9:05 a.m.
Hello.
Oh, that just happened. 12:05 p.m., 3:05 p.m., 4:05 p.m., 5:05 p.m., and 6:05 p.m.
Very thorough.
Text that code word to our contest line, 20357. That number again is 20357. And enter for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Plus!
What? There's more?
More?
Qualify for the grand prize vacation, including 4 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
I'm in.
Here's what's happening. It's sunny and 70 today. Like, just...
incredible.
It's why you came.
Yep. It's why you don't leave with all the bitching you do.
Right.
Oh, all right. This is one of those perfect days.
Yep. It's a beauty out there.
BDA.
Newsweek has a ranking of the best and worst places to flip houses.
Oh, okay.
New York City is the best.
Really?
Tampa is the worst.
Oh.
They say here, if you want to pick up a side gig and you watch too much HGTV, you might be thinking about trying your hand at flipping houses. You know, buying a property, fixing it up, and then reselling it for profit. The problem is,
people who do it.
The housing market is pretty tough right now, especially if you're living in the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
Newsweek has a ranking of the best and worst places to flip houses. And there's good news if you're looking to spruce up a modest little fixer-upper in Manhattan.
Oh.
The top 10 cities for flipping homes are New York City, Houston, Clarksdale, Mississippi, Rochester, New York, Arlington, East Virginia.
Oh.
I used to live there.
You lived in Arlington?
No, Alexandria. They're right beside each other.
I see.
You crossed the border and spent town in East Virginia?
How could you? Was everyone in West Virginia very upset with you?
That's when I worked at WJFK. It was my first job out of West Virginia.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. WJFK.
WJFK. I was G. Gordon Liddy's producer.
Oh.
You oh, were?
I was his producer, yeah. That was my first big gig.
Your first biggie?
Yeah.
And was he, wait a minute, hold on.
He was great to me.
He's the Watergate guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he had a radio show?
Was yeah.
Like
no, he had
show?
A huge radio
we
show.
We had 400 affiliates.
He was syndicated, but he was doing it out of Virginia?
Yeah, yeah. And we had 400 affiliates, and it was my first gig, and I went in as an assistant producer and was executive producer after a month. So it was kind of thrown in the fire.
Oh.
Was he hard to work for?
Is that why?
What's that? People were scared of him.
Oh.
And I didn't know any better. So I would just be like talking back to him and young Matt Stout, you're doing a great job. And he really liked me. And I'll tell you one quick story. One of the coolest things I ever got to experience was I'm in a room with G. Gordon Liddy and John McCain, and they both love ABBA. So going into a break playing ABBA and watching John McCain and G. Gordon Liddy singing ABBA together.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. And like which song? Are we talking Dancing Queen here? Fernando?
I think it was Take a Chance on Me. It was probably Dancing Queen. I think that was like one of Gordon's favorites.
I see.
So
what a weird thing for these two dudes to be bonding over.
Yeah. But I love
Well, I'm sure love they it. Bonded over, you know. Politics before the break. I mean, I'm sure the conversation was about guns and.
So though,
Senator McCain was a delightful fellow. He was great. He would come on once in a while.
No, G. Gordon Liddy was a guy who had girls holding guns on calendars.
Absolutely, that was our big thing every year.
You guys to try to get like famous girls to do
McCain,
it. Or?
I'm talking about McCain.
Yeah, it was
Gordon
fans,
Liddy.
And I ended up dating one of them.
One of the gun girls.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Hey, top 10 cities for flipping houses are New York City, okay. Houston, Clarksdale, Mississippi, Rochester, New York, Arlington, East Virginia, Atlanta, Hobbs, New Mexico, Miami, Philadelphia, and Chicago.
Huh. Well, that's a bit of a mixed bag.
Well, that's the top places.
But the worst place is Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's bad. Indiana, Wabash, Indiana.
Wabash.
Riverside, California.
Bad. Huh.
All at the bottom. Hartford, Connecticut. Bad. Mm. Saginaw, Michigan.
Mm.
Anyway, there you go for you side gig people.
Yeah. If you like to have a play, you flip it.
What's
the name of that song? Show? Flip or flop?
Yeah, flip or flop.
With Tarek and Christina.
Oh. Yeah, I only saw that one clip that one time and was like, this is awful. These two people, first of all, the wife thing seems interchangeable.
Right.
They seem
like they're just trying to outroot each other.
You should be insulted if you're the new wife when you see the old wife and go, hey, I fit in her clothes.
Right.
And I have her same hair.
Yeah. It is funny that we sing of boning each other when, you know, guys got a type, and every single like Kanye, every single one looks like Kim Kardashian.
Well, that's for sure.
He's a jerk, though.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
and Tarek's wonderful.
No, Tarek's a jerk.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying.
I thought Kanye was a jerk.
Oh, he's a jerk too.
Oh. Yeah. How about a fast fact?
You know what? I'd love a fast fact. That sounds delightful. Fast. I'm in.
They're all jerks. Everybody.
I'll take the bear. What?
Crows.
Crows. Yes, a murder of crows.
Remember who has done them wrong.
Oh, is that so?
According to experiments by a professor at the University of Washington, crows hold grudges against individual humans for up to 17 years.
Wow, how long do they live? And they're big birds. A well-cared-for bird can live 100 years. They say that with parrots, right? You get a parrot, you've got a parrot for the rest of your life.
A chimp's poop-throwing ability is actually a sign of intelligence. The more accurately the chimp throws his feces... The stronger his brain.
They're still in the play with their own poo phase, though, so I'm going to say not that intelligent. But, you know, pretty good for a chimp.
Okay.
I shouldn't be so judgy about chimps? Is that...
No, I just wanted to... I wasn't sure if you
Leave
were...
Leave chimps alone.
Yeah. Leave chimps alone.
In the Jetsons.
Oh, tell me.
George is 40 years old and Jane is 33 and their daughter Judy is 16.
Oh, wow.
That means really George was either 23 or 24 and Jane was either 16 or 17 when they made her.
Well, it's the future. You know, got to get things going.
Why
Things could end at any time.
What?
Yeah.
That's your, okay.
Daughter Judy.
That's your take. Okay.
They got to get cracking on this.
Instagram is testing a dislike button. They say it could be a good thing. Disliking of comments will be private.
Oh.
And the idea is to push downvoted comments to the bottom or have them hidden altogether.
Oh, as in the person who did the post would be able to dislike someone's.
They claim it's a private downvote to signal that you don't like something, or it's targeted at comments, not people's posts. No one will see that you disliked it, and the downvotes won't be counted and shown publicly like on YouTube.
Yeah.
Instead, the downvoted comments will be pushed to the bottom or hidden altogether.
Oh.
They say it's just a test right now. Eventually, it may get integrated.
That is kind of interesting, though, if it's just a way to sort of rank them. So I guess what you disliked wouldn't necessarily affect what some other person saw when they were reading through your comments. I'm just not sure if no one can see it. I'm not sure how it works.
I don't know.
But I am an accurate poop thrower.
I do. Are you? Yeah. I enjoy the Instagram. I'm not against Facebook either in general. I understand the part they played in that election and beyond, and I'm not thrilled. But really what's more frustrating for me is there I am on the island of Kauai just driving down the road, and the guy, my tour guide on my app, tells me that Zuckerberg just went to a beach and then said, I'll take it, and bought everything around it.
Is he also trying to snap up like anytime anything on Kauai goes up for sale?
I don't know, but it's frustrating to think that someone who does what he does has more money than anyone on the planet and can just buy up chunks of island real estate. Mm. Like the most glorious place on earth. He just goes, I'll take it. Like, you know what I bought when I was there? Some flip-flops.
Mm. If you had a credit card, you probably could have bought all the flip-flops.
Maybe.
So comfort yourself knowing that.
I don't want to, though.
I bet you that he has enough money. Like you said, he spent something like $200 million buying all this stuff, right?
That's the story on the app.
$200 million is 20% of $1 billion. And isn't he in the 200 billion range? Like, I don't know what Zuckerberg is worth.
That's what I'm saying. Just doesn't seem
like... He could literally just make an offer to every single person that lives on that island and still be blitheringly rich, richer than any of us can ever dream of.
His net worth is 230 billion.
Yeah, so he spent one gajillionth of his money on most of Kauai.
Gajillion?
Jeez, I don't know. It was nothing to him. $200 million is nothing to him.
Right. So he was on the beach and went,
I like it. I'll take it.
I really like it here.
Is this for sale?
Like that.
What
was
about
just
all the adjacent things too?
I just went, are you?
I'm going to buy all the hotels. I'm going to buy the local airport.
Can you imagine? I know you can imagine because you spend your time thinking about stuff like this, but I don't. But just to be on a beach and be like, I could look at this view every day for the rest of my life.
I think I will.
I'll take it.
Yep. Like you're telling me it's for sale? Fantastic.
I'm sure he's been there like twice a year.
Enough to put the mime outfit on and, you know, do a little of that boarding thing. What are those foils?
Foiling.
Foil board, trefoil, something. I don't know. Those are the funniest pictures I've ever seen. I'm like, you know what? He deserves it. Just take it. You're amazing.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things that you guys had to say.
All right.
The downvote button is a TikTok thing.
Oh.
So yet another thing stolen. And there's Tom MySpace over there going, really? That guy can buy any island he wants, huh?
Tom bought a place on Long Island. That's what he got.
Throwing poo is not playing. They know poop is gross and they are telling you to bleep off.
Yeah.
Jamie, Oakland, Odyssey.
Thank you, Jamie.
Dang, so crows are like human.
They never forget. They hold a grudge forever.
Forever and ever.
Oh, that's true.
Huh, when Maddie said he ended up dating one of them, I thought he meant G. Gordon Liddy or John McCain.
One of the girls from ABBA.
I read somewhere online that General Colin Powell also liked ABBA.
Oh.
His wife was poking fun at him for this online.
Well, listen, ABBA is great. I love ABBA. Well, I'll listen to ABBA anytime.
And certain people of a certain age, they're into what they're into.
Right.
I was reading an article just last night about the late Tom Petty.
Oh.
And Tom Petty is talking about how his favorite band, like, who's Tom Petty's favorite band?
Let's go Night Ranger.
It's the Birds.
Oh, really? The Birds.
He loves them. And he
tells you. Actually kind of makes sense for him, doesn't it?
Who's the guy from ELO?
Oh,
Jeff. Emerson, Lake, or Palmer?
No, Jeff Clark?
Jeff? I don't know. It's
whatever.
Not, it's not Clark. He goes, maybe it is.
Jeff, what is that guy's name? You know it.
Tell me
right now.
Jeff Lynne.
Jeff Lynne. Mm-hmm. He goes, me and Jeff Lynne both have the Birds in common and went and saw them live. And you know what?
Aren't they in the Traveling Wilburys together?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's, oh, okay. He goes, I still put on those records every day and listen to them. Like, I just can't get over how great they are. And I thought, the Birds?
Guess I gotta listen to the Birds.
I can't even name a song.
They hold a grudge, those Birds.
Where, wasn't Jimmy Page in the Birds? Who else?
No.
Who's in the Birds?
Oh, a lot of people were.
It was one of those bands that cycled through while everyone was busy getting famous.
And I looked
like
it up.
Like Clapton or something? Or like, who was in the Birds?
I don't know.
Like Ronnie Wood from the Rolling Stones or something?
I shouldn't have brought it up. Never mind.
McGuinn, Gene Clark, David Crosby. That's the big
those
one.
Those are the Birds, huh?
Yeah, Michael Clark, Chris Hillman.
No, I got nothing. None of those guys.
I don't have any idea. But yeah, Tom Petty loves it. Yeah. What's the songs? Any songs?
No songs.
There's anything?
No songs. What's the hit
Mr.
song?
Mr. Tambourine Man?
Is that a bird song? Is it really?
I have no
okay,
idea.
Okay, our boss is going to kill us. Let's just play a game. We're going to play a game. All right.
Okay, earlier we were talking about the great show, The Price is Right.
Oh, yes, we sure were.
So we're going to do a little Price is Right quiz.
All right.
All right. Let's start with Vinny. Come on down.
Oh, you're the next contestant, Vinny.
What is the name of the game where contestants guess if the price of a car is higher or lower than the given number? Is it Cliffhangers, High Low, or Lucky Seven?
High Low.
Do I get to guess too? Mm-hmm. I think that's High Low. That sounds like High Low.
You're both wrong. It's Lucky Seven.
Lucky Seven.
All right.
Dumb.
It's a dumb game.
Sarah, come on down.
Oh my God. Yay!
I want to say hi to my husband.
I really need a washer dryer.
All right, which game involves dropping discs down a pegboard for a chance to win money? Punch a Bunch, Plinko, or Let 'em Roll?
Plinko.
It is Plinko.
You both are correct.
All right.
Did you guys have pachinko when you were kids?
Oh, yeah.
No, that's, I never had it, but I've...
Pachinko, I had that.
You know
that.
What? I just realized you hit the 10,000 shows on TV for The Price is Right earlier. That was worth 2 points, and the current score is 3-1.
I'm giving you my point from earlier.
All right, 3-2 is...
What? Why would you do that?
Points are here, henceforth, non-transferable, but I'll allow this one.
Okay. Oh, you'll allow this one?
Well...
Since it lands on your side of the...
But we can't be doing that one.
Vinny Vincenzo, what happens if a contestant spends exactly $1 on the big wheel? They win the game automatically, they get an extra spin and a cash bonus, or they move on to the final round.
Extra spin, Bob!
What is the question?
If a contestant spends exactly $1 on the big wheel, do they just move on to the final round, do they win the game automatically, or do they get an extra spin and a cash bonus?
I'll say they get an extra spin.
You both are correct.
Okay.
Extra spin and cash bonus. All right. Which of these pricing games, Sarah, is one of the oldest and still played today? Plinko, Any Number, or Time is Money?
Time is Money.
Okay.
Any Number, Bob.
Any Number is correct, Vinny.
5-3.
All right, Vinny. How many contestants are originally called on to come on down at the start of the show? 2, 3, or 4?
4.
I agree. I'll say 3 just to see if I can get a point. But
no, it's 4.
Yeah.
Come on, Clark.
I knew, but I need to make. If I just answer the same thing as you, then I can't possibly gain on you.
Sarah, what is the name of the announcer who worked on The Price is Right for over 30 years? Johnny Olson, Don Pardo, or Rod Roddy?
Oh, the first two sound really familiar. What was the first one again?
Johnny Olson, excuse me.
I'll go with the second guy.
Don Pardo?
Don Pardo was SNL. Jimmy Olsen or Johnny Olsen or Olsen whatever is the answer, Don Bob. Pardo.
That is not correct.
What?
Rod Roddy.
Oh. What?
I'm Rod Roddy. For The Price is Right.
But Don Pardo was SNL, right?
Totally SNL.
Yeah, I knew that name.
He was also Jeopardy.
Goodness.
Yeah, I love Don Pardo. Big fan. All right, I think, Sarah, this is for you.
Yeah, all right.
Last question.
I think I lose anyway.
If both contestants in the showcase round overbid, what happens? The contestant who bid less wins, the closest bid wins, even if over, or nobody wins?
The closest one wins. If they both bid over...
I'll say the closest one wins too, Bob.
You're both wrong. Nobody wins, but we do have a winner today. And he's finally back from vacation. It's the first time.
El campeón del pueblo.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm trying to enjoy this.
Right,
what are you
please,
rushing out the door for God's sake?
Let him do his kisses.
I'm trying. Mwah. Well,
just,
thank
you know
you,
what?
Everyone.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I will.
I mean, I didn't mean to rush you.
Well, you were.
I apologize.
All right, now go ahead.
Goodbye. Be sure to listen to Jane's show. She's got way more chances at Disneyland tickets. And listen on the Odyssey app for an hour today, and you'll get an entry to win a trip on the Disney Destiny, the Destiny of Disney. And we'll see you back here on Thursday. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.